Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, says the ministry is placing greater emphasis on face-to-face interaction as it seeks to provide accurate information on the COVID-19 vaccine to various groups.
I mean, I've spent quite a number of them, and not just me, other members of the team as well, in terms of doing the education component. Mm-hmm. So time from time, a lot of persons will say that, you know, they're not seeing us or they're not hearing us. But I think we've realized that for our population, mm-hmm. our campaign needs to take a different approach. So we're making the information available online on different platforms, but we're also spending time going to these small groups and have a conversation with them. And I think that's really where we really have been trying to do most of our work, and that's mm-hmm. what people are not seeing online. That's what probably you're not hearing more about. Mm-hmm. But we've also seen that strategy work, especially with our healthcare workers. And we have quite a number of our healthcare workers who are coming forward. One, because they feel a little bit more comfortable with the information that they've been receiving. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so they have a better understanding. And they also understand their responsibility as well as healthcare workers in this fight against COVID-19. We have our mm-hmm. Facebook page and our Instagram page. It's SVG Health page. We try to keep it updated as much as possible. You can also go on our government website, health.gov.vc. And we also have some campaign taglines and different promotional things in the pipeline. So between now and December, mm-hmm. you will definitely see a little bit more traffic with us as we roll out. But we're really spending some time educating people, even if it means in a small group of 10 or 5 and you're interested, send us an email, get in touch with us. I will be more than happy to facilitate you.
That is Shanika John, the Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. In the region, Dominica has lifted a 3-week curfew aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus, COVID-19, but has warned that while efforts are being made to battle the virus, it cannot be business as usual. The government said the authorities must continue to put measures in place for safe, phased reopening of the country. And in Barbados, the administering of the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 12 to 18 may start before the end of this week. Prime Minister Mia Motley disclosed on Saturday that a number of critical discussions had already been held on the matter. And in the international arena, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, today called for a 2-month moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines as a means of reducing global vaccine inequality and preventing the emergence of new coronavirus variants. The WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told reporters in Hungary's capital, Budapest, that he was really disappointed with the scope of vaccine donations worldwide, as many countries struggled to provide first and second doses to small fractions of their populations, while wealthier nations maintain growing vaccine stockpiles. Tedros called for countries offering third vaccine doses to share what can be used for boosters with other countries. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.